ABC Radio Australia.
A policeman charged for assaulting his wife has been dismissed from the police force. Constable Andy
Kaibi. The police task force team apprehended both suspects at NCC Valley. Both were consuming alcohol and were in possession of a firearm.
Just 3 weeks into the new year, and allegations of misbehaving police have dominated local news reports.
The alleged offence occurred at the Red Sea Police Barracks at Bomana.
But the police minister, Jelta Wong, insists that it's not because cases are increasing, but instead because they're cracking down harder.
I'm putting my foot down on a lot of these things because they have to start realising that they're not above the law.
The arrests have been carried out by a new team, the Policing the Police Task Force, which so far is only targeting officers working in the capital, Port Moresby.
We're trying to make it better, and I don't think there's a time where we've actually put more emphasis on disciplining our own than any other time.
Late last week, two male police officers working in a suburban police station in the capital, Port Moresby, were arrested and charged. It's alleged each man sexually penetrated an 18-year-old woman who'd been brought to the police station for a separate investigation. Another police officer's been charged with assaulting his heavily pregnant wife. He's alleged to have used a 9mm pistol. In total, 37 police officers working in the National Capital District have been arrested since September last year. That's out of a total 1,000 who are employed within the district. Chief Superintendent Dominic Kakas is the Director of PNG Police Media.
It is the Commissioner's intention to free up the police force of such rogue elements within. It's a handful, but they're causing all this illegal conduct and behaviour. The Commissioner has made it very clear that this cleanup will continue. He wants to make this police force a trusted, community-oriented police force.
The group Human Rights Watch last week released its 2019 annual report. In it, it reviewed the human rights situation in more than 100 countries, including PNG. In it, it says that the PNG government has failed to address abuses by the country's security forces, especially police. But Human Rights Watch's Australian director, Elaine Pearson, has commended the steps seen in recent weeks to deal with bad behaving police.
I think it's encouraging to know that, you know, a dozen or so officers have been jailed in the last few months for crimes relating to police abuse, domestic violence, and other illegal activities. But, you know, certainly we know that police brutality, unfortunately, isn't just contained to the Port Moresby area. And so, you know, I certainly hope that this task force can also take a look at the activities of police all around Papua New Guinea, because there have been, you know, repeated graphic incidents like the boy who was beaten and whipped and caught on video, which went viral last year. And unfortunately, what, you know, too often we see is that those cases come to light, they get some immediate attention, yet in the longer term, there's just a slap on the wrist for police officers, and we rarely see them prosecuted or convicted.
Minister Jelta Wong blames the courts for that.
The thing is, we did the outside. It's just the prosecution side. The courts are very slow at the moment. They've been backed up a lot. I mean, there's still no excuse, but we try our best.
And I think more attention definitely needs to be paid to the criminal justice system. You know, we're seeing that it's under strain for all sorts of people who, you know, are apprehended for different crimes. And, you know, unfortunately, these cases of police brutality also aren't getting the attention they deserve.
And the bad behaviour isn't just hurting the police force's reputation. It's also hurting financially. It's been revealed that there are more than 8,000 court cases involving police dating back to 1992. Local media has reported the PNG state faces 131 million kina in litigation. That's more than a third of the entire 2019 police budget. Chief Superintendent Dominic Kakas again.
Our bad behavior is causing us to the state to fork out such huge amounts of money. Our intention is that we'd like to have that reduced, and that money can be spent elsewhere.